there's still so much to see.
You make me come alive. I never felt so free.
Welcome to Explore Lake Murray Country, your guide to come alive in the jewel of South Carolina. I'm your host, Kelly Hughes. This episode, we'll be talking with Vicki Davis, the Senior VP of Special Events and Funding at Capital City Lake Murray Country. Vicki's here with us to talk about our organization's annual Party with a Purpose, Taste of Lake Murray, happening on Thursday, March 21st. Welcome to the show, Vicki.
Well, thank you for having me, Kelly, and appreciate what you're doing, spreading the word about tourism, all that our region has to offer, and especially Taste of Lake Murray.
Thank you, and I appreciate your hard work that you help out with our organization, and you're such a leader, and I'm very inspired by you. I don't say that enough. So I do want to kick this off by asking about your background, who you are, where you're from, and how did you get involved with Capital City Lake Murray Country?
Great question. So I've officially lived half of my life in Lexington. The other half was in Aiken, South Carolina, not too far down the road. And my degree's in psychology. I had a decade of banking experience before I took a few years off to stay at home with three children who are all now teenagers. And about 9 years ago, went back to work, and a dear friend really introduced me to Capital City Lake Murray Country, Taste of Lake Murray, and Miriam Atria. And so I guess the rest is now to the present as the special events and funding manager for Capital City Lake Murray Country. It's a great place to work. I love what we do and how we accomplish it for a small team.
So what is your role? You said special events and funding. Can you tell me a little bit of what you do?
So, yeah. So the funding aspect is assisting Miriam with the funding request, applications, all the paperwork that it entails and the writing, sponsorships, partnerships, and then the events. When I started 9 years ago, it was about 3 to 4 events a year. And last year, 21 events.
Oh my gosh.
From fishing tournaments to the culinary arts to hosting fam tours and conferences to all aspects of what this region has to offer.
So the Taste of Lake Murray is something that you've been heavily involved in since you've been with Capital City Lake Murray Country. Can you give us a brief overview of what the Taste of Lake Murray event even is?
Yeah, so around 15 years ago, a good friend of mine that's now a coworker said, hey, can you come and volunteer at Taste of Lake Murray? So I did, and it was quite the experience, and it's, of course, grown over the past 15 years. Taste of Lake Murray is just plain and simple fun. Great energy, excitement, you know, having it in March, maybe we've been in hibernation for a few months, and it's time to come out and to come together as a community to raise funds and to dance the night away, live entertainment, two bands. And let me tell you about the food. Wow. The food in this region that is covered at Taste of Lake Murray, it cannot compare to anything else that I've ever been a part of.
Like I mentioned in the intro, Taste of Lake Murray is also known as a, quote, party with a purpose. Can you touch on the 4th of July celebration that this funds and how the Taste of Lake Murray contributes to it?
So yeah, 18 years ago when Miriam Atria started Taste of Lake Murray, you know, she knew that the actual July 4th celebration on Lake Murray should not be a tax burden or any type of a burden on the community. So why not have an event as a fundraiser so you are getting to sample food and enjoying live entertainment and the proceeds go to that July 4th celebration on Lake Murray? So 18 years later, Taste of Lake Murray is still running strong, and those funds pay for 2 fireworks show on Lake Murray, one at Drew Island State Park and one at Spence Island.
What is so special about these fireworks shows?
So they're the largest in South Carolina, and the fact that we do have 650 miles of shoreline, Capital City Lake Murray Country is dedicated to everyone being able to see that. So if you don't live on the lake or have a boat, you can go to Drew Island State Park. Oh, you live on the lake near Spence Island or you have a boat? There's that option too. It's really our patriotic celebration for America and for our region specifically.
Yeah, I see it as a great way to give back to the community. And that's how our entire organization sees it. It's something for everyone to come out, whether you're a tourist, a local, and sit down and spend time with your family during the patriotic celebration on Lake Murray.
That's right. That's a great point because people do have their family and friends over for that fireworks show. They plan their actual annual family reunions based on the Saturday before July 4th, because that's when Capital City Lake Murray Country lights up the sky.
Yeah, so this year it's happening on Saturday, June 29th. That's very right. Exciting. It's going to come up real quick, just how the Taste of Lake Murray has come up real quick. So what types of cuisine can people find at Taste of Lake Murray? You said a lot of local cuisine. Are there local chefs, local restaurants, local businesses? Really, what is the cuisine? What is the taste of Taste of Lake Murray?
So, yeah, we have over 15 restaurants that come out and give out samples to all attendees. Of course, the famous Blue Marlin Shrimp and Grits that's been a part of this event since its inception. Mini crab cakes to land lovers, smoked pork, always a food truck with a burger or Mexican cuisine. So really a variety.
Something else I want to note, the Taste of Lake Murray event is also a qualifier for the World Food Championship. Can you tell me a little bit about the World Food Championship and exactly how it got involved with Taste of Lake Murray?
So around 2020, yes, during the pandemic, we knew that our restaurants were suffering, and we were just thinking, you know, in the tourism business, restaurants is such a big aspect of what we do, what we promote, and either why people come here or when they're here, what they're experiencing. So we had a connection that we had met and sat down and talked to them in regards to what it looked like for Team Lake Murray Country. And Capital City Lake Murray Country committed to sending at least 3 chefs to the World Food Championship every year. The first year, we actually sent 5. So here we are dealing with this pandemic. Let's get some exposure to our restaurants. Let's get some press to these chefs and our region. So November 2021 was the first competition, and Team Lake Murray Country has represented very well, always placing in the top 10 every year in their category. So Taste of Lake Murray is the qualifier for the chef to be able to attend the World Food Championship. We have a voting process at Taste. Everyone gets a coin. They vote for their favorite chef. And about 9 p.m., we let the public know who they voted on and who will represent Team Lake Murray Country at the World Food Championship.
So for chefs or local restaurants in the area who have not heard of Taste of Lake Murray or have not had the chance to get involved, can you tell us how they could potentially get involved if they're listening to this podcast?
Yes. So if you're located in our region, definitely reach out to us, Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-E, at lakemurraycountry.com. We are pretty much booked for this Taste of Lake Murray. We might have one spot left, but we are always wanting to incorporate more. We've expanded to outside under the tent, where we also now have restaurants, food trucks outside. So it is a great exposure for you to get in front of business owners, community partners, residents, people that live, work, eat nearby. You get to provide samples, you get to have a lot of fun, and just really work your magic on those attending Taste of Lake Murray.
This year's Taste of Lake Murray event will have 2 bands, one inside and one outside. Can you tell us anything about those bands that will be there?
Yes. So outside under the tent, under the sun, we'll have a live performance that will keep you entertained. They're very interactive. And then inside, one of our favorite bands of all times. We had them for a few years, the Voltage Brothers, and one of our dearest friends, Barbara Wilm, who's passed away, introduced us to the Voltage Brothers. We had them 2 years back-to-back, took a few years off, and we're excited to have them back because they really are, like, electric. So think about it. At Taste, you have this, the audio, the live music. You have the aroma of all the foods. You have the sight of all the patriotic attire, because we do love for people to dress in red, white, and blue, as this is the fireworks fundraiser. And you'll see the theme there, all the decor is patriotic.
You said that you initially got involved with this by volunteering. Are there still volunteer opportunities for the Taste of Lake Murray event, and how can people get involved?
Yes. Yeah, so once again, reach out to me, Vicky at lakemurraycountry.com, and that is V-I-C-K-I-E. You can always go to our website for my email also. I did. I started 15 years ago as a way to give back to this community, something that I could do. It's just one night. 5 hours, maybe 6 hours, just depending on how the crowd goes. But also, we do give you breaks as a volunteer. You do get to sample some drinks and food, and we'll let you get out on the dance floor and have a little good time too. But we really can't do this without volunteers. We're a staff of six, and a staff of six would not be able to put together a giant event like this without others helping us.
And it's so amazing seeing how you started as a volunteer all the way up to being the main organizer of the event each year. And it is really inspiring and motivating, especially as a newbie in our organization. It instills a sense of leadership, like I said in the beginning, and you're just so articulate about what this event means to the community as well as the 4th of July celebration. So it has been such a pleasure having you on this podcast and actually being able to tell audiences what this celebration is. What is this party with a purpose? Because I'm sure anyone who follows us on social media hears that quite often. We didn't even touch about the silent auction. And can you tell me more about that? Because truthfully, honestly, before my time here, I had no idea what a silent auction was. I knew what an auction was, but I didn't know what a silent auction was. So what is in the silent auction? How does it work? And what does that look like at the Taste of Lake Murray?
Yeah, so definitely thank all those that donate to our silent auction. We really just pull from the four regions, hotels, restaurants, attractions, all types of activities, and we bundle them together in a package. So you might have an item to bid on that gets you tubing passes from Palmet Outdoors or behind the scenes of Riverbank Zoo to a boat rental on Lake Murray. And we might call that, you know, something fun, something like that, something fun in the sun. Mm. And we will have around anywhere from 10 to 20 of those packages for people to bid on. So you may come in at 8 o'clock and put your name down, Kelly, but guess what? At 9 o'clock, the auction ends, and that last name and the last price that they've bid on is the winner of item. So you've got to bid and keep visiting if it's something you really want. But we also do a raffle. So if you don't want to be tied down to having to go back, you want to get out on that dance floor and you want to sample foods, definitely look at the auction and see what you're interested in. But there's a raffle where you buy tickets and one winner will leave with $1,000 cash that night at 9 p.m.
Well, that's awesome. And it's great that beyond the food, beyond the dancing, beyond the drinks, beyond the auction, it really is, we must reiterate, a sense of community. And there's no better way that Capital City Lake Murray Country can bring the whole community together. And something that I've noticed upon talking with our partners who are involved, they can see the direct translation of Taste of Lake Murray into the 4th of July celebration. When they're out on the water attending the fireworks show or they're at Drew Island watching the show, they look around and they have told me, I wrote an article about Taste of Lake Murray, and they have said themselves that they feel that knowing that they contributed to it directly by the party with a purpose, it brings this overwhelming sense of passion and spirit and local community. So,
and it really does take the entire community. Our sponsors, you know, Lexington Medical Center has been with us for over a decade, U.S. Foods, all of those sponsors that every year, you know, I contact and they know, yes, this is worth our sponsorship money. They enjoy attending or giving tickets to their clients or their employees. They're having fun. And then, yes, in the end, they are responsible for making that July 4th celebration on Lake Murray successful.
What do you see for the future of Taste of Lake Murray? How do you see it evolving? How do you see it changing? Because obviously the times are changing. How we even get the word out on an annual basis is totally changed. So what do you think? I want to get your opinion on it.
So definitely the restaurant still being supportive and being there and giving out samples, you know, that has to always be a constant, and the sponsors. I see what changing is the music. You know, sometimes we have country, sometimes we have shag, sometimes we, you know, have band type, you know, think of weddings. So I think that's the great thing of having two different bands. You have one inside and one outside that hopefully one of those bands attracts you to attend. But it is interesting to me that you see people that have been there and have been friends forever and make this an annual tradition, whether they come up in a limo or they Uber or they ride together, to people that night meeting for the first time, whether it's because they work together but are in different locations or they haven't seen each other, you know, since high school or college, and renewing friendships and making new friends. It really is like we're all in this together that night. We are friends.
Something I really want to ask you, and maybe you need a moment to think about it. Can you share a favorite memory, whether it was when you were volunteering or while your time at Capital City Lake Murray Country, from a Taste of Lake Murray event years past, all the way from 15 years ago to last year?
Yeah, definitely. I look back on the 15 years and the evolution. When I started 15 years ago, we actually had printers. We would have to print out receipts of the auction items and give people copies and how to pay and credit card machines and little like these little scanner types to even a few years ago, gosh, we had a tent just for auction items. To present day, now we have a tent with extra food and another band out there. So the growth, I love seeing the repeating attendees with the mixture of new people attending. Mm. I definitely have to tell you one of my favorite memories. People do from year to year, they want to take our table toppers because every year we try to do something new and different and people try to take our table topper at the end of the night. And of course, we reuse some of the elements of it or give it a few years and bring it back with something a little different. So I think just watching people at the end of the night try to hide a vase under their shirt or a patriotic hat all of a sudden on their head that they did not enter with, it's quite entertaining.
That's hilarious. And it's so awesome seeing, like you said, the new and returning faces. I'm sure that is such a deep feeling, especially for Miriam, who has been with it, seeing her old friends, new friends. It's a great way to network as well. I'm looking forward to it and being a part of it myself. Well, this has been fantastic, and honestly, the more we talk about it, the more excited I get for it, and I love the DoubleTree by Hilton on Bush River Road. I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to see how it's the largest ballroom in Columbia, I believe, how that will transform into our Taste of Lake Murray event, because especially working in marketing, I've seen the photos, I've seen the videos, I've seen everything that we've done to push before, during, and after. And I'm really excited to finally be within those photos to really know what it's like behind the scenes. So I thank you again, Vicky. I thank you for all of your hard work, all of your dedication. You are working nonstop to make sure that everyone is happy and excited about this event. And we all are. And I know the community sure is. And I'm excited to see all the returning restaurants that we work with, obviously, as our partners, and any new ones that I know we've been talking about. We're not going to give any spoilers, but if you follow us on social media, we'll be posting about the upcoming vendors, the upcoming restaurants. So speaking of social media, can you tell us where people can find out any more information on the Taste of Lake Murray event?
Yes, of course. You know, follow our website, lakemurraycountry.com. There's a direct link. Facebook, Lake Murray Country, Instagram. We're everywhere. Twitter, you tell us. All of them. All of them. Even things that I can't even remember. Pinterest.
The early bird sale is over, so tickets are now $125. And again, the event is on Thursday, March 21st of 2024.
And that includes all those samples, beer and wine, two bands, and lots of entertainment.
And if you want to get your tickets online, like Vicky said, lakemurraycountry.com, or you can stop in the visitor center if you're a local or if you're visiting the region for any reason. Or you can call our visitor center, you can speak with Joni, and buy your tickets over the phone. So that wraps up this episode of Explore Lake Murray Country. Thank you for listening, and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. And please keep up with us by following at Lake Murray Country on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And please follow us on X or Twitter, whatever you call it, at Lake Murray CTRY. Don't forget to visit lakemurraycountry.com to start planning your trip now.
Hey! You make me come alive. So much to see.
You bring out the best in me. Hey!
You make me come alive.
There's still so much to see.
You make me come alive. I've never felt so good.